from lovely me, Nana. Good morning, listeners. KSCP Radio, 8:30 a.m. and K210-201 DA 88.1 FM on King Cove. Good morning from lovely me, Nana. We're about 2 minutes and 30 seconds away from this second game with the Lady Eagles and the Tri-Valley Warriors, just down the road from Healy. So we're here in Nenana. It's a beautiful morning here. Sunrise was gorgeous about 45 minutes ago, crystal clear. It's cold out. Now we're just about the zero mark here this morning. So it's a bit nippy out, but everybody's had a good night's rest and gotten up and got things motivated. We got the team on the floor. Just a little injury update. Let me see. I don't see Alyssa on the floor at the moment. But I talked to her this morning, and she says it's feeling better, but I don't see her suited up. They're going to try to rest that ankle a little bit longer. So we won't have Alyssa with us. We do have the Tri-Valley Warriors, and they're just down the road here just a little bit, another 118. And starting off there, we have Elizabeth Sachs as a senior. She's their captain. And then we're going to have they have quite a few seniors on the Tri-Valley teams. We have Elizabeth Sachs. We have Alex Lewis. We have Ashley Terry. We have Katrina Van Ostrin and Christina Van Ostrin, both seniors. And then they have a younger sister, Kaylee Van Ostrin, who's a junior. So they're a pretty well-balanced team here. A lot of fun last night. Boy, there were some close games. Really exciting watching here last night. Interesting listening to the fans in the stand. Certainly it was a bias towards the Nenana links here last night. But just listening to different players and coaches, they were quite impressed by the activity of the Eagles men's team out there last night. So what a lot of hustle. It was a close game. In fact, several of the teams thought they would be playing the Eagles. They were preparing to play the Eagles, but now they're preparing to play the Lynx as they move forward in their division. So we're a minute away. Want to really give a shout-out and thank our sponsors here at KSDP for the Shumigan Corporation, the AC Store, Pan Air, and all you parents, grandparents, family members who have encouraged your kids to come out and play hard and do well, and they have been a good representation of the Aleutians East Borough. So looks like the Lady Eagles will be playing in white tonight, or this afternoon, this morning, I guess it is. It's all, we're inside, I can't see the weather anymore, so it's good. Had a nice bit of snow out there yesterday on our trip up. It's clear and cold, the winds are fairly calm. Just a little history about Nenana. You know, they were established in 1916, and you know the Nenana Ice Classic was established in 1917. So we're almost coming up on the 100-year mark for both of those, the community and the event. And the NIT, the Invitational Tournament that we're at here, that's been established for 30 years. So been quite an exciting venue, and really want to give a shout-out to the Nenana City School, that organization that has sponsored and helped put this event together. And I trust that the members of the community, I know it's been appreciated by teams from around the state. So we're excited. We're down to 10 seconds. The buzzers are out ready to go, and we get the teams on the floor. Sparsely attended this morning, but mainly other players and coaches, members on the floor here. So we've already had some more games this morning. We had the Hustlers played against the Fort Yukon team of the Eagles, and Huseley won that in the girls. So we're getting ready to jump this ball off. It looks like for the Tri-Valley Warriors, we're going to have number 11, Sabrina, and she's going to be jumping against Don Tezza. So here we come, ready for the ball. Referees have whistled, and we're getting ready to get underway. And here we go, jump ball old, tipped off by Tri-Valley, get picked up by Madison, but lost real quickly there to the Tri-Valley Warriors. Poked away by Chloe. Chloe gets that steal, pitches over to Dontezza. Dontezza waits, gets the traffic faster. We're driving back up the floor. So here we go. We got the boys coaching over there from the side. Julia's got the ball. Pass to Dontezza. Dontezza finds Chloe inside at the upper post. She puts off a shot off the back iron. Picked up by number 23. Ashley Terry picks up the ball, brings it down. Kicked away, poked away by Chloe. Great job on defense. Chloe kind of stands still, and the ball goes up over Julia's head. Chloe's there, picks up the rebound. Back off to Dontezza, over to Julia. Julia loses the ball momentarily, picks it back up. Bounce pass to Dontezza, but poked away there by the captain, Elizabeth Sachs. She puts up, and we have the first score. The Tri Valley Warriors are 2, the Sandpoint Eagles, nothing. Here we go. Dantes has got the ball. We got the ball, bringing it back up. Lots of hustle. Bounce pass into Madison. Madison dribbles, steps around, stops, grabs the ball, puts the ball up off the glass, and drops it in for 2. We're tied up at 2 all. Inbound pass. Here comes Elizabeth. Elizabeth has the ball for the Tri-Valley Warriors. Excuse me. Yeah, Tri-Valley Warriors. She swings it out to the right side for a long 3-point by number 22, Emily. Ball goes up. Looks like it could have been a jump, but Tri-Valley is successful. Gets the ball. A long shot by number 23, Ashley. Off the iron. Bounces down. Dantesa has the ball, and she's bringing it up the court. The girls are hustling back here. We're 6 minutes and 28 seconds left in this first period. Chloe has the ball on the right wing. She passes down to Mariana. Mariana puts the ball up. Doesn't go. Julie gets the rebound and puts it in for 2 more. All right. We are now at 4-2 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Sandpoint is wearing white and blue, and the Tri-Valley Warriors are wearing dark blue with white piping. Number 10, Elizabeth Sachs from the 3-point line. She puts it up right at the top of the key. She puts in her, and now we're at 4-5 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Here comes Don Tether. She brings the ball up. She stops. She goes right. She's backing up. She's getting pushed hard. She pitches off to Chloe. Chloe drives around right. The ball gets poked away by number 23, Ashley Terry. It looks like it's going to stay in white possession. So I think Chloe will be Chloe's getting sorted out between the referees here. They've done a great job. Lots of games. You know, 16 games today. Madison has a catch from the inbound. She puts it up off the back glass. Doesn't quite get it. Rebound for the Warriors. We're going to have a jump ball there. But possession goes to the Tri-Valley Warriors. And so here comes number 11. That's Sabrina. Sabrina has the ball. She has a long pass in cross court. She picks up 22, Emily. Emily, quick forward there. Back to number 14. Madison, stolen by Julia Johnson. Julia has the ball. She drives down the right side. She pulls up. She's looking for some help. We got a jump ball grab away by number 10, Elizabeth. Elizabeth is all over there. We got a jump ball, and I think it's going to be possession to the Eagles. Score is 4-5 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. We're at 5 minutes and 23 seconds to go. Chloe has an inbound pass. Gets past Julia, but picked up by Mariana. She dishes out to the top of the key for Dantesa. She finds Madison at the top of the key. She puts it up, doesn't get it. Rebound by Mariana, puts it up over the rim, out of bounds, and it's going to go back over to the Tri-Valley Warriors. A lot of hustle, that ball up and down about 4 times, just didn't find the hole and go into the basket. Long throw in, picked up over there by number 22, Emily. Emily's bringing it up, she's across the court, and she gets it to number 23, Ashley. Ashley takes a 3-point attempt off the front iron, bounces down, rebounded. Controlled by the Tri-Valleys, number 23, Ashley, puts it up again off there and gets her own rebound. Blocked out by the defense there for the Eagles. Thrown back out to Elizabeth, but she was traveling. She forgot to dribble before she shot. She grabbed the ball, took 2 steps, and then tried to shoot it. So it's going to be side out for the Eagles. Oh, no, sorry. She off the rebound. It went out of bounds. So white ball. Here we go. All right, Chloe has the ball. She's looking for an inbounds pass. She finds Dantes. The score is still 4-5 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Dantes brings it up. She dribbles around. She passes off to Chloe. Chloe bounces way over to Madison, who gets the ball, puts it up off the glass, doesn't quite go in. Rebounded by number 11, Sabrina. Back over across number 23, Ashley. Ashley brings it down the left side. She drives the key, and she runs into Dantes. And, of course, Dantes was just doing a nice job going up, but there was a little too much body contact there. So we're going to have a foul on Dantes and a shooting foul. So number 23, Ashley Terry, a senior from the Tri-Valley Warriors, will be coming to the line for 2 attempts here. Wow, still a very spirited game. The low scoring at the moment. We're 4-5. So Ashley has the ball. She dribbles a little bit, bounces, gives her feet set, puts the ball up. Nice high arc, but a little bit short. And nice congratulations, encouragement by the Eagles. You know, hey, it's all right. Shake it off. Play the game. It's nice to see the student-athletes out here really encouraging each other. Second shot goes up, rebounded by number 11, Sabrina. And we have a jump ball there between Sabrina and Chloe. So, but it's going to be side out to the Blues. So possession goes back to Tri-Valley. There they go. Sabrina pops that in. Fine. Sabrina picks up the inbound pass, and she lobs it up there. We're quickly at 4-7. Tri-Valley is ahead by 3. Dantesa runs down. She stops, goes ahead. She's got Elizabeth running back and forth. Elizabeth pokes it away. It's picked up by Dontez as she's working hard. She comes up, finds Chloe on the right side. Chloe dribbles down, kicks out to Mariana on the right side. It goes up off the glass, doesn't quite make it. Tried to get a rebound, saved by one of the Tri-Valley girls. Here comes Elizabeth running down. Dontez is with her step for step. I think we're going to have a foul. Another one on Dontez. That's her second one early in the game, and she's going to have to be careful because Alyssa is not available to come in and play. So, all right, we have Elizabeth Sats, captain of the team, has got the ball. She's set. It goes up. Nothing but net. We're now at 4-8, so here comes her second attempt. We got we're set. Elizabeth dribbles a couple times. We puts up in the air, off the iron, and rolls around and comes down in. So we're at 4-9. At 3 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Here comes Madison bringing up the ball. She looks. She has a little difficulty. She passes off to Dontezza. Dontezza works around. Chloe sets a little rolling stick. Interferes there and gives the ball. Gets the ball over to the corner to Mariana. Mariana has a little couple of steps. It goes in, but she was traveling. She did the same thing again that someone else had done earlier. So grabbed the ball, took two little steps, and then shot it. That doesn't work. So here comes the Tri-Valley Warriors, 23 Ash. She brings the ball. She passes into Elizabeth. Elizabeth puts it up, can't quite get it. It goes out of bounds. And it should be a nice hustle there by Ashley Terry chasing the ball, but couldn't quite get it slapped back in. Goes back over the Eagles. We're 3 minutes and 28 seconds left to go here. Wow, it's a fast-moving game. I'm going to have to open that bottle of water here soon. Here, Dontez has the ball. She brings up. She stops. She passes down low into Mariana at the top of the post. They're back to Dontez. Dontez working over on the left elbow. She stops. She spins around. Chloe sets up a little rolling clock. Bounce pass into Madison. Madison takes one bounce, looks up at the basket. She goes off the iron and comes down. Rebounded by number 11 for the Tri-Valley Warriors. That's Sabrina. Ball goes out of bounds. Possession lost by the Warriors and comes back to the Eagles. So 2 minutes and 59 seconds left to go. Wow, it's an exciting game. The girls aren't far behind. They're 5 points down right now. It scores 4-5. Bounce pass into Mariana. Hits Mariana's feet, but Dontez is right there to cover it up. And number 10 goes over the top of her. She falls to the ground, gets into Madison. Madison's all covered up. She puts the ball up, and it's an air ball. It's going to be recovered by number 11. Sabrina. Sabrina gets it over there to number 23, Ashley, and back all the way over to 22, Emily. Back in the long two-point range for Elizabeth, and Chloe picks up the rebound. All right, Dontez has the incoming pass, but Elizabeth's right there. And she blocks that pass, gets her own, seals that ball, and in the melee on the baseline, it rolls out hitting an Eagles fan, and so it's blue possession, or a blue ball under their own basket. Throw in. It comes over there, number 22, Emily. Emily passes around, almost stolen by Chloe. Oh, it looks like a little foul on Chloe. She was trying to spin to get around to block, and she bumped into the other Tri-Valley player. There goes up long two by number 22, Emily. It goes over the back rim. We have a timeout called here. I don't know who had to call a timeout, which team, doesn't matter. We got a timeout with 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter, and the score is 4-9. A lot of hustle on that floor out there today. The girls are doing a great job. Tri-Valley Warriors, they live just down the road here, about 50 miles in Healy, so they were able to go home, sleep in their own beds, and journey back here this morning, and they're looking pretty rested on the floor. The Lady Eagles are doing a great job out there. They're working hard. They're hustling together. They're encouraging one another. You see a lot of call-outs from the bench, and the boys are right there supporting them on the floor, calling out, telling them to hustle and encouraging them all the way through. So the Lady Eagles are doing a great job. This game is not out of the woods by any shape. We're only 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. The score is 4-9. Sandpoint has given up 3 fouls, and the Lady Warriors haven't fouled yet. So be exciting to see what happens coming in here. Don't forget you are listening to KSDP. 8:30 on your AM dial, and looks like that break is over, and we're coming back at you. Well, it took another second or two to get people organized here. Referee is reminding the energetic fans to sit back a little bit, give the kids room to play on the field here, so that court is really busy. I know last night there were a lot of slipping and sliding. Here we go, side in by the Eagles. They're bringing the ball up. Dantes has the ball. She brings up to the right of the center. She finds Julia Johnson. Back to Dantes. Dantes bounces over to the left wing. She throws it into Madison. Madison takes a bounce pass up and over off the glass, and it drops in for two. We're now at 6-9. All right, here come the Eagles. Throw in. Emily couldn't quite get a grip on that one. It slips through her hands and goes to the floor, so it's going to be back to the Eagles' possession in the in their own front court here. Dantes has the ball. She's looking for some help. Team sets up. Chloe breaks out to the top. She has the ball. She dribbles around. She gives it to Julie, who catches on an off-balance move. She almost loses the handle on it. She bounces to Dantes, who is running, and the ball hit her in the feet and goes off. And so it's going to be side in for the Warriors underneath their own basket. So one of those moves, you're trying to hustle to go get the runaway ball, and it comes back to you. Looks like we have a substitution. Looks like Jillian is coming in for Julia. And we have a the ball is going to be thrown in. We're 1 minute, 43 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. The ball comes in, and number 11, Sabrina, finds it. A tall gal there. She finds the ball, puts it up, and they add two more. So we're at 6-11, still a five-point spread, down to 1 minute, 33 seconds. Dantes has the ball, breaks right. She finds Jillian. Jillian passes it into Mariana. Mariana's working. She goes up. She puts it over the back of the rim. Doesn't quite get it. That ball goes out. Last touch by an Eagle, so it's going to be the Tri-Valley Warriors. So number 11, Sabrina, has the ball. She throws in, and she finds number 14, Madison Owen, for the Eagle. For the Tri-Valley Warriors, and she can't quite get a handle on her, and it slips out of bounds. So it's going to be a white ball, Eagle ball, on their own court. Referees are telling him, look, you got to give him some room to throw it in. You can't just be right up on it. So Dantes gets the ball. She passes down to Madison, who touches the ball. And but another blue hand came in and touched it right after that. So it's still going to be the white ball on their end. Looks like Chloe's going to get a chance to throw it in from the right wing here. Way down low at the right corner. So we'll see how they break open. Mariona's getting a little attention. I think she's got getting something wrapped up on the hand or something. Her back's to me. There she comes. She's back on the floor. That was a quick medical attention of some sort. All right, here we go. So Chloe's getting the ball. All right. Ball goes in. Mariana catches it. She dribbles back. She pushes off to Dantes. Dantes has it the right wing. She's looking over past the elbow. She's working at ball. We're working on the second in the key. Jillian gets the ball. It goes off of her hands. Goes out of bounds right in front of the Tri-Valley Warriors bench. And the Tri-Valley Warriors are going to get the ball. It's a real high pass. Just went off her tip-top. So but there's Jillian. So we got a travel there by number 10, Elizabeth. She started running before she started dribbling. It's an easy mistake to make. You're caught up in the excitement. You got a great breakaway field in front of you, and off you go. We're down to 1 minute and 2 seconds left. Oh, nice almost steal there, but Madison had covered up that ball down to Mariana. Long two-point range up and over the top. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Mariana. Cleared that iron, went all the way over, bounced out, and so here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. Inbound pass, lost, picked back up by Ashley, and comes way ahead downtown to number 14, Madison. Madison has the ball for the Tri-Valley Warriors. Back over to Elizabeth Sack. She's working hard. Way down in the corner, Mariana had them all boxed up, and she forced number 14, Madison Owen, out of bounds. She kind of pivoted around and stepped that foot out of bounds when she was pivoting. That changed back over. We're down to 32 seconds left. 30 seconds left here in this first quarter. Dantes has the ball. She's bringing it up. She drives to the top of the key. She bounces, passes down to Madison. Madison takes a step, puts it up off the back glass. Doesn't quite get it. Rebound is going to be controlled by number 10, Elizabeth Sack. She runs down, pushed out of the way. Doesn't quite get it. We got 23. Ashley has the ball. She puts it up. Looks like they're going to... Looks like we have a foul on Madison's going to pick up her foul. We're now at 14 fouls for the Lady Eagles. At 12 and a half seconds left to go, and Ashley Terry, a senior out of the Tri-Valley there in Ely, is going to have a shot at a couple free throws. Ashley sets. She puts it up. First one bounces off the front iron, rolls up to the glass, and falls away harmlessly. Score is still 6-11. All right, here we come, ready for the second shot here. Ashley Terry has the ball. She bounces hard. She puts that one up, and it drops off the side glass. Looks like we had a violation of the shooter. She jumped into the lane before the ball hit the backboard. So we're 12 seconds left to go. The score is still 6-11. Dantezza has the ball. She bounces around. She passes Jillian at the three. She puts it up, doesn't get it. Rebounded by number 11, Sabrina. Long pass to number 10, Elizabeth. Elizabeth has the ball. There goes the end of the first quarter. So end of the first quarter is Sandpoint Eagles 6, the Tri-Valley Warriors at 11. A great hustle out there on the floor so far. A lot of activity going back and forth. Of course, the Sandpoint players have managed to rack up 4 fouls, which they'll have to be careful because that'll put them in the bonus contention for Tri-Valley. And Tri-Valley shooting, a lot of balls going up, not falling for both teams. So nobody's afraid to shoot the ball, and they're just rushing those shots just a little bit. I think at this point the Tri-Valley has a little stronger press on the defense at the moment. But we'll see if the coach, Nate Julian, can't get the girls straightened out and get them settled back down to play their brand of ball. So far, it's been just a very exciting game here. And it's just going to get better. Of course, the boys will be taking the floor here not too long after this game finishes. And they'll be playing the Nikolaevsk boys at about noon. I don't have the exact time. It's kind of fudged. They brought this game on a little bit early. The earlier games wrapped up quickly, so we've already had one girls and one boys game starting in at 8 o'clock already, so the hardwood has been busy. That's the end of the break here. We're getting ready to start the second quarter. Nice little shout-out by both teams, and we're getting ready to go. Looks like it's going to be a side-in for the White. Dantezza has the ball. She's getting ready to throw it in. The Eagles are ready. Here we go. Chloe picks up the inbound pass, and she pushes the way down to Mariana. She travels with the ball. She forgets to dribble. She wanted to take a shot. Then she thought she would be bouncing around, and she goes, oh, I can't believe I did that. All right, little press there by Jillian and Chloe on the floor, but Tri-Valley puts a long pass. They get in. Chloe almost runs by and strips the ball, but it's hang on to. Bounce pass into number 11, Sabrina. Sabrina puts it up. It's rolled away. Two Tri-Valley girls are fighting for the ball, and they travel with it. So they look up at each other and say, I had the ball. Yeah, I know. I thought I was helping. But by that, they pushed each other and traveled, so they lost possession. And here we go. Dantezza brings the ball up. Score is still 6-11. Dantezza has the ball. She's working top of the key. She's pressured by Elizabeth. Off to Jillian. Jillian is traveling because she bounces up and down. Her feet left the floor. She didn't walk, but she jumped up and down, and foot leaves the floor. You got to get rid of the ball. So another turnover there. Those turnovers are costly. You lose opportunities to shoot. Chloe and Jillian. Jillian catches the inbound pass. She wasn't there a second ago. Chloe's going to take a shot. It bounces off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Elizabeth Sack. Elizabeth has the ball. Chloe is just harassing her up the way. Great defensive moves there by Chloe and Jillian. They are all over the floor. Jillian comes in behind Ashley, tips the ball out, but it's picked up by number 23, Ashley Terry, and she tries to get around. She tries to get around Mariana, I think, and Mariana's leg gets tangled up with number 11, Sabrina, and so Sabrina's going to go to the line for two shots here. Sabrina has the ball. She's a nice, tall, lanky gal. She puts that ball way up high. Great high arc, but it hits off the side of the iron and bounces out. We got a substitution. We got number 13, Alex. Alex is coming back in. Alexandra, if you'd like, but Alex Lewis is coming back on the floor. Sabrina has the ball. She sets a nice high arc. It hits off the back glass and rebound picked up by Mariana. Over to Dantezza. She's bringing up the ball, and Ashley's trying to sneak in behind her, but Dantezza senses that, picks up. She bounces around to Chloe, picks up the ball, but we have a traveling because she took a little sidestep and then went the other direction. All right, Jillian is working on the defense, and she's got it over, harassing those gals. Chloe comes by, almost picks up, but Elizabeth has the ball. She gets it over. It comes up, and it's stolen out of the air by Madison, who's got her eyes up and get those arms up there, and she steals the ball. The score is still 6-11. It's the ball bounce pass going over to Madison and poked away by Elizabeth, who chases that ball out of bounds and slides almost into the recording stand over there, but side out, comes back to the Eagles. Chloe has the ball. She's working down the top. She's running to the right side. Jillian puts on a a nice block, but it really was half a step off. But she figured out what she was doing, but they stopped the play. And anyway, on the pass, the ball slips out of bounds, and it's going to be side in for the Tri-Valley Warriors. We got 6 minutes and 30 seconds left to go into this quarter, this half, where the ball is passed by number 22, Emily. She thought that Elizabeth was going to be in a fast break, but she kind of held up, and the ball went forward and out of bounds. We have another turnover. Score is still 6-11. Here come the Eagles. So Dantezza has the ball. She's bringing that ball back up. Chloe's switching over to the left side. Jillian's on the right side. Jillian has the ball. She's looking for some help. She dribbles out of it. She finds back to Chloe. Chloe comes around to the right side. She stops. She bets Dantezza at the top of the key. Dantezza over to Mariana. Mariana from the left elbow back there. She can't quite in. Hits the iron. They come up and they smother her, but the ball gets out later to Ashley. Ashley brings the ball down the left side. She puts the ball up in the air, but there was a little collision in the air. No foul. Just traveling away. The ball goes out of bounds. Nice defensive move by Dantezza. Dantezza forced that ball to keep moving the other way. So, all right, so here we go. Jillian's got the ball, passes into Dantezza. We're at 6 minutes left to go into this quarter. No change in the score. Dantezza comes running down right to the top of the key. She's looking for some pass. She puts a bounce pass in. It rolls off somebody's foot. The Warriors pick it up, number 11. Sabrina has the ball. She throws it long court to number 10, Elizabeth. Elizabeth almost steps out of bounds. She grabs the ball. It's backcourt way down to Sabrina. Sabrina drives around the right side, puts the ball way up over the backboard. Out of bounds it goes. It's coming back to the Eagles. All of that took 25 seconds, and we're still at the same place, 6-11. So let's go. Here we go. Here come the girls. A lot of coaching over there by Nate. Come on, girls. Let's pick it up and put the ball in. Dantezza's got the ball. She's got her arm up blocking. She passes back to Chloe. Comes over to Jillian. Jillian bounces down to the right side of Mariana. Mariana dribbles, puts it in, up off the glass. It rolls around and drops down. All right. Finally, we get some points coming on the board. Long pass in. Controlled by Elizabeth. Elizabeth has the ball. She's at the top of the three-point. Off to Ashley for a long two. She's up nothing but net, but does it go in the net? Just on the outside part of the net. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be switching back to the Eagles. Here comes Chloe's got to throw in. Chloe pushes forward to Dantezza. Dantezza has the ball. She's bringing that ball up. All right, she's going to stop. She goes to the right. She starts again. She bounces down to Mariana. Mariana, a couple dribbles up off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebounded almost by Dantezza, but two were right for it. It bounces out of bounds. It bounces out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to be side back for the Eagles. All right, here we go. Chloe's got the ball. They break away. Give the ball to Dantezza. Tries it from a three-point, but it doesn't go in. But Chloe picks up the rebound up to Madison. And it looks like we're going to have a foul on... I don't see which one... did the foul up there. They'll post it up here and just say, yeah, it looks like number 11 for Sabrina is caught with the foul. Madison puts her first attempt up, doesn't go in. She gets another, looks like Laney's going to come in and Mariana's coming out. And here comes Madison to wait. Here comes the next shot for Madison. She's got the ball. Beautiful pink socks on today. She puts that up. Bounces in and out. Chloe picks up the rebound but loses it. And she's just all over Sabrina. She is just working her tight. And there we go. They finally get the ball out, and they find Ashley. But Chloe's in there, and she grabs that ball, dribbles it up and down herself. She stops. She passes off to Dantezza right over the half-court line. Dantezza trying to get Madison's look. They're trying to figure out what to do. They're down to 4 minutes and 27 seconds. Dantezza did a nice job, but Madison knew exactly what was coming. She was traveling when she did her pivot. She didn't quite keep one foot on the floor. Those pivots are so important to practice. It's like about face, about face, about face. Here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. Jillian's on the floor. She did a little hustle there. Chloe's got those great long arms. She reaches in, almost disrupts the flow. Does enough, but the ball goes over. It's coming out. It's down on the floor. The bounces are around. The floor ball's on the floor. Number 11, Sabrina, has the ball. She does up. Gets over to number 13, Alexandria. Finally, Ashley has a chance. She puts it up off the back iron, comes down. We have a rebound still in control of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball. And in the process, that was between Dantezza and number 15 for Tri-Valley, which is Kaylee Van Ostrand. And she's on the floor. Looks like we have a timeout by the Tri-Valley Warriors with 3 minutes and 52 seconds left to go in this second quarter. And that was quite a wrestling match with the two girls. Neither one were going to let go of that ball. And finally, in the twist and shout, unfortunately, their Kaylee Van Ostrand for the Tri-Valley Warriors got her legs twisted up, and she ended up on the floor, not malicious or maliciously or viciously, but just kind of twisted and came down, but it was out of bounds. So it should be a side out for White as she was controlling the ball as she went out of bounds. But still, you know, we're low scoring. We're at 8-11. 11 for Tri-Valley Warriors, 8 for Sandpoint. Sandpoint has been the last two scorers. A lot of turnovers in this quarter. A lot of passes going between the hands and slipping out of bounds. And a lot of balls breaking away and getting loose on the floor. And a lot of scrambling, sliding out of bounds. It's, well, one thing about it, the Eagles got a definite loud shout when they're coming back on the floor. They're pumped up and ready to go. And we have Chloe, Dantezza, Jillian, Madison, and Lainey on the floor. Here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. And looks like it's going to be blue out. All right, here comes Sabrina. She catches the inbound pass. She makes a good attempt, but it falls into Lainey's hand. Lainey picks up the rebound. Dantezza's working hard against Ashley. She comes up the right side. And we're going to have a slip and a blocking charge there. It wasn't intentionate, but Ashley slipped to the floor right at somebody else's feet. So we're going to have a change of direction, and the ref called a, I think she's going to call, he's going to call a foul against, there was a bad pass, a good pass, but it went behind the back, and it looks like we're going to get a foul there on Kaylee Van Ostrand. So quickly the Tri-Valley Warriors have picked up their three fouls already. So we're three fouls for the Valley Warriors and six fouls for the Lady Eagles. Here comes Dantezza and Chloe bringing the ball up. Here we go. Dantezza runs down to the right side, but the wall is quickly poked away by Ashley, number 23. Dantezza's running down with her all the way, puts up an attempt at the ball. Great rip away by Dantezza. She's got that ball. She's working hard, and Elizabeth Sax is working on, and she comes back, and Chloe's got the ball. She looks for some help. Finally, they get the ball across court. Dantezza's got the ball, and it's stolen by a combination of Elizabeth Sax and Kaylee Van Ostrand. Now they're working hard to get the ball. They get the ball over to Ashley, interrupted by Jillian. Jillian makes them lose the contact of the ball, so here we go. They still have the ball over the Tri-Valley Warriors. Chloe is all over that Kaylee Van Ostrand. Finally, they get the ball down to number 13. Alex puts the ball up. She loses it across the top. Rebound picked up. Madison's got the ball. She's drilling up. We're at 2 minutes and 43 seconds to go. Poked away from Madison by Ashley. Just reached her hand in. She goes down and puts it up with number 10, Elizabeth, and she has a nice little lay-in. So we're at 8-13. We're at a five-point spread here with 2:28 left to go. So here come the Lady Eagles. They're trying to get back down into their court. We're going to have a little competition here. Ball passes into Lainey. Lainey puts it up off the glass. Doesn't go in. It's rebounded by Sabrina. She's covered up by two, but she finds an outlet to Elizabeth. Elizabeth has the ball. She brings it way over. Passes way downtown to the left-hand elbow there. And number 13, Alex, gets the ball and pops it up for two. Quickly, they're ahead by 7 points now on the Tri-Valley Warriors. 8-15 with the two-minute mark coming up. Dantezza has the ball. She brings it up the top. She passes to Madison. Madison's looking where to go. And she's working it around. Madison gets the ball. She passes out. Back to Dantezza. Back to Madison. Far court to Jillian. Jillian gets the ball up off the glass. Rims around. Comes back out. It goes nowhere. Covered up. Jillian grips the inbounds, rebounds. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball. We're going to have a jump ball there, and I think it's going to be White possession. Looks like Madison's going to come out for a second. Boy, there was a lot of activity there, and we had both Chloe and Jillian wrapped up around the Tri-Valley Warrior girl on the windbound pass. So the pass comes in to Mariana. Mariana finds Dantezza. Dantezza dribbles around to the top. She puts it into Madison. It goes away from Mariana. Back up come the Warriors. The Warriors have the ball. The ball is thrown hard by Kaylee, and it I don't think Elizabeth was quite expecting it. Of course, she was pretty close, and Kaylee was throwing it like it was an 8-foot or 10-foot pass, and Elizabeth was right behind her. So that ball bounced off her chest and went right out of bounds. So here come the Eagles. We're at a minute 22 left to go, and the score is 8-15. The Eagles are down by 7. So Chloe has the ball. She dribbles down. She kicks it back to Julia. Julia puts a shot up. Rebound picked up by Dantes, and now it's all over the wall, and it looks like the last touch by a Tri-Valley Warrior. Side out to the Eagles. Here comes Chloe. Chloe calls inbound pass, goes to Dantes. Dantes takes a long shot, puts it up off the glass, doesn't make it. Kaylee Van Ostrand picks up the ball. She's going coast to coast. Started here by Julia. She puts the ball up, doesn't get it. Three Eagles have their hands up. Dantes comes down, ripping the ball, and she says, put your hand in here, and I'm going to take care of you. It's going to be called a jump ball, but she was definitely working for possession of that ball and had a couple other gals of her put their hands in. But it looks like it's possession back to the Tri-Valley Warriors. Chloe puts a little defensive move up, but number 11, Sabrina, puts up a shot, doesn't make it. Sabrina is all over the court. She put up a shot, got her own rebound, and it went out, but it was deflected out by one of the Eagles. I think that might have been Madison. Anyway, the ball is thrown in. Elizabeth has the ball. She backs up with 46 seconds left to go. She throws out to the right wing. She finds Kaylee. Kaylee throws up a pass to Sabrina, knocked away by Chloe, puts up a long shot by number 10, Elizabeth, and we've got it back in control of Dantes. So we're down to 30 seconds left to go. Dantes brings the ball up. She passes long right to Mariana, who wasn't quite turned around, but she gets possession. Three throws the ball up to Dantes. Dantes has the ball. She dribbles out of trouble. Bounces pass down to the right side to Mariana. Mariana puts up a shot. She's going to be fouled in the process. I think that was maybe number 11 or 23. I didn't see the number yet. Number 11 for the Tri-Valley Warriors. That would be Elizabeth, their captain. That's her second foul. So Mariana's going to the line at 17 seconds left to go in this quarter and the first half. She puts up her first shot. Nothing but net. That brings us 9-15, 6-point deficit. Nice to see the encouragement by both teams here. That was, when I call that out, that was the offender for it comes Mariana's second shot. It hits net too, but it's on the front of the rim. Doesn't get in. So 9-15 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors, and 17 seconds left to go in the first half. Long in throw by Sabrina, picked up by Elizabeth. Stolen away by Chloe, sneaking up from the backside. We're down to 11 seconds. Dantes has got the ball. She's got two defenders to work in. She's looking for some help. She gets it to Julia. Julia loses the handle. Mariana gets the ball. Back over to Dantes. Dantes has got the ball. And it looks like it's going to go at 2.6 seconds left to go. White ball. I think that would be a foul on number 15, Kaylee. That's her second already. So Kaylee Van Ostrand. Mariana has the ball. It's blocked out at her attempted shot. A nice block by Sabrina Bufflin of the Tri-Valley Warriors. There we are at the end of the first half. 10.9, the Tri-Valley Warriors 15. What a great half it's been. I don't know if Big Wave Dave, you there? You can pick me up?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got you solid. It's not so much crowd noise. My little earbuds are picking you up just fine. So both teams are leaving the floor. I'll call you back in about 7 minutes. That'll give us a couple minutes before air. Maybe it'll be 8 minutes. But the score is a 9-15 with the lead by the Tri-Valley Warriors.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pastor.
All right. We'll see you in a short. So we can take that at any time.
You're live on air right now.
All right. Well, I hope the weather's doing well in beautiful Sandpoint, the home of the Eagles. It's another beautiful day here in Nenana. Welcome to the start of the second half of the Lady Eagles game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the Tri-Valley Warriors. This is a simulcast for KSDP 830 AM and 88.1 FM K201DA in King Cove. Also for KIAM 630 on the AM dial here in Nenana. We're just getting ready to get started here with the second half. Should let you know, as we ended the first half, the Sandpoint Eagles are at 9. The Tri-Valley Warriors are at 15. And we're just getting our equipment set up here. We got about 30 seconds before the game starts. And what a fun morning. It's been a very exciting first half of basketball.
And you need to just do what you need to do.
And here we are. We're down in the girls are playing. No, I got to tell you, at halftime, there's lots of ways to entertain. But here they had during the tournament, they had a three-point contest going on. They lined up girls on one side, boys on the other. They did a three-point contest. And some of the Lady Eagles stepped off of their break, got in the row, and I think they actually won a couple of three-point T-shirts. So the girls were out shooting the boys on the three-point contest just now. It was kind of fun to watch. So here come the two teams. Let's see. I think it's going to be a white possession. And as soon as we get the referees are ready to go, we got the ball. Side in comes to Julia. Julia quickly down to Mariana. Mariana to Dantezza. Dantezza grabs the ball, loses the handle, puts it back up, and rebounded by the Tri-Valley Warriors. Running ahead, Julia running interference there with number 22, Emily, and going to have a little running foul there. Nope, no foul, just running out of bounds. So transition from the Warriors back to the Eagles. We're 7 minutes and 47, just underway here at the start of the third period. Sandpoint Eagles are at, the Lady Eagles are at 9, and the Tri-Valley Lady Warriors are at 15. We're down underneath the Eagles basket. Mariana has the ball over on the left elbow. She finds Chloe down in the paint. Chloe gets the ball and puts it up for two. We're at 11 to 15. Here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. Number 23, Ashley puts the ball, and she passes it off to number 10, Elizabeth, who throws it back, and it rolls out of bounds. I think that one might have been bumped off of the player, and it's out of bounds, and we're coming back with the Eagles. Chloe has the ball. She passes it into Dantezza. They're setting up. Looks like the Tri-Valley Warriors are working kind of a 3-2 defensive zone. Down to Mariana. Mariana standing over in the elbow. She puts it up for two more. Very quickly, they got a little confidence going here. We're 13 to 15. Here comes Elizabeth, has the ball. She pitches over to the outside there, number 22, Emily. Emily has the ball. She comes back and finds Sabrina, who drives through traffic, puts it up, and gets two to fall in. We're 13 to 17 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Exciting ball handling there by Sabrina. She just took control of that, put it on in. Dantezza has the ball. She finds Chloe on the outside elbow over there on the right side, poked away by 22, Emily. Side out for the Eagles. Chloe gets the ball here. She looks and she finds Julia Johnson over here at the top. She passes off to Dantezza at the elbow. Dantezza drives around, finds Mariana down the low post. She picks it back to Chloe. It runs out of bounds almost. Puts it Dantezza. Dantezza puts up a long 2-point. Doesn't go in. Hits off the iron. Down on a pass. Picked off by the Eagles. Julia gets the ball in her hands. Puts up a shot. Doesn't get it. Chloe's got those long arms. She puts it. Puts it back out to Dantezza for two. It goes up off the iron and falls down harmlessly. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tri-Valley Warriors. And we have side out for the Eagles. A lot of ball movement down there. I'll have to keep moving this microphone around. Ball comes in, goes to Julia. She puts it off, hits the back iron, bounces way over the side. Picked up by Ashley. Ashley bounces over to number 22, Emily. Last touched and rolled out of bounds there, I think, by number 14, Madison Owens, and for the Tri-Valley Warriors. And side back the Eagles. Score is 13 to 17 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors with 6:05 left here in the third period. Dantezza has the ball. She bounces over to Chloe. Chloe has the ball. Back to Dantezza. Finds Julia. Julia's looking for some help. She's looking to come around. She's looking the other way. Nobody's moving. Finally, we find Mariana at the top of the key. She puts it up for two. Doesn't get it. Madison's there for the rebound. It goes off Madison's hand and bounces out of bounds. Last touch by a Tri-Valley Warrior. So White throws it in. Chloe has the ball. She finds Dantezza on the left post. She puts it up. Doesn't get it. Back to Chloe's hand. She turns around, puts it up, and drops it in for two. We're at 15 to 17. The ball keeps coming up. Here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. Elizabeth has the ball. She slows it down. She finds Sabrina. Sabrina drives around side. Outside for Elizabeth for a long three. Rattles off for him. Comes down. Picked up on the rebound by Madison for the Eagles. Here comes Dantezza. We're 15-17 with 5:25 left to go here in the third quarter. Dantezza has the ball. She pitches out to Chloe on the left, right side. Chloe swings around. She dribbles off the top. She's looking for some help. She finds Mariana down on the outside elbow. Mariana passes cross court to Dantezza. Dantezza bounce pass down into Madison. Madison puts it up. Looks like we're going to have a foul two in the act of shooting there. It was kind of blocked out. I think that foul is going to be on Sabrina. Yes, and that's Sabrina's third foul. So it looks like we're going to have coming here checked in number 13. It looks like Alexandra or Alex, as she's lovingly called, will be coming in here. Madison puts up her first shot, and it falls in nothing but net. So that brings us down to within 1 point. And here comes the substitution. So Sabrina's going to sit down for a bit. And, yep, that's right, number 13, Alex, is coming on. Alex Lewis there from the Tri-Valley Warriors. Madison has the ball. She dribbles. She sets it up. She puts in the second shot, and word. There we are, all tied up at 17 off. Nice way to bring the ball back, ladies. Here we go. Here comes number 10, the captain for the Tri-Valley Warriors. That would be Elizabeth. She finds Ashley on the right side, and she's double-teamed over there quickly. Ashley moves back to center. She throws the ball up. We have a shot attempted there by number 13, Alex, but she's going to be fouled. I don't know if that foul is going to be on Madison or Mariana. It'll be a 2-point. Looks like that foul is going to be on Mariana. That's her second. All right, here we go. Number 13, Alex, has the ball. She dribbles, she sets. She puts that ball up. There she goes. Hits the back iron, goes to the front iron, falls down, and finds the bucket. Everybody gives a congratulation. It's kind of like, all right, we have a substitution. Now Mariana's off, and Jillian's back on the floor. So here we go. Number 13, Alex has the ball. She's getting ready to put that one up. She puts that in her hand, spins it a couple times, roll it around, beat Ben, goes off the back iron, rebounded, attempted by Madison, but she pushes the ball the wrong way because she's tightly guarded there, so it's going to still be side out for the Tri-Valley Warriors. So they've got the ball. Ashley's running the backcourt. She throws it in, and she finds Alex, who puts it up for her own 2 points. She can't hear him off the free throw. We'll take a field goal, she says. Here comes Dantezza. The score is quickly 17-20 now in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Dantezza has the ball. She's trying to shoot it into Madison, who wasn't quite turned around. They put it, but Chloe's in the lane and grabs a steal off the air lane there. So Dantezza has the ball. She puts it back to Chloe, who dribbles up the right, comes into the top of the key, puts up the shot, doesn't get it. Madison gets the rebound, puts up the shot. And I think we're going to have another foul on the Tri-Valley Warriors. I think that one's going to be against number 22. Looks like, number 22, Emily hits her first foul. Madison puts up a free throw, and she hits the back iron. Too many Wheaties there. So great breakfast here this morning. I got to tell you, they had a couple of different offerings here at the school. We had French toast with berries or biscuits and gravy. The girls were well fed this morning. That one rattles in twice and bumps out. So real hard strings on these baskets. Jillian has just given Ashley run for her money. Picked up again by Julia, who just enough defensive collusion there that poor Ashley stopped, picked up the ball, and kept running. But so we have a turnover there by the Warriors. Here come the Sandpoint Eagles, 17-20 with 4:22 left here in this third quarter. Chloe's bringing the ball across the line. She gets into double-team trouble. Back over to Dantezza. She gives an outlet to Julia. Julia's all covered up. Ashley's reaching for the ball. Ball goes down. It's on the floor. Looks like we're going to have a jump ball. We got a little scramble there by Chloe and number 14, Madison Owens. So looks like a side out for the Blue. They're going to bring the ball in. Chloe and Julia are really hustling up there. The Warriors have the ball. They get it into their front court. Over there to number 22, Emily. Nice shot on the ball. Tapped by a couple of Tri-Valley Warriors. Puts the ball up in and out of the iron. Bounces all the way back up. Last touch by number 14, Madison Owen, and it's going to be Eagle ball. Score is still 17-20. And here we go. Referees touch the ball. Back to Madison. To Dantezza. Dantezza has the ball. Fetched over to Chloe. Dantezza sprints past Elizabeth. Back of the corner up to Chloe. She puts it in off the iron. Madison's long arm. I think we have a foul on Madison, who is reaching over somebody to get that rebound. And there we go. We had a nice throw in and a great attempted steal by Chloe, but she couldn't get her feet stopped in time, and she bumped into him. So that's her second foul. Score is still 17-20 with 3 minutes left to go. We got the Tri-Valley Warriors are pressing hard. Alex has the ball. She puts it up off the front rim. It looks like the rebound is going to be controlled by the Eagles. Julia's got the ball. She runs down, holds up. She's looking for some help. She finds a trailing Madison. Back over to Dantezza on the right side. She's going to slow it up, bring it up. She finds Chloe on the right elbow. Chloe puts up a shot off the iron, rolls up and down, comes down. Dantezza's in there to get the rebound. It goes off by a Tri-Valley Warrior, and the Eagles are going to bring the ball in. 3 minutes to go here. Chloe has the ball in over to Dantezza, who puts it up in the air. Rebound by Madison, who puts it up. And Madison is fouled going up to the hoop there. So looks like we have a foul coming against one of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Second here, and I'll tell you who that was. Madison's going to line. Looks like number 13, Alex, was guilty of that foul. We have some substitutions coming in. We got Mariana and Lainey coming in, or... Mariana's coming right now, and Julia's coming out. And we got one more shot to go here for Madison. It's 17-20. Madison has the ball. She puts it up. That one finds nothing but net. It falls in, and we have another substitution. Looks like Madison's coming out, and Laney's coming on the floor here. So everybody's getting a little short drink of water. We're now at 18-20, and here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. Ashley has the ball. She throws in. She finds Alex. Alex throws up to number 10, Elizabeth. But Elizabeth took a quick step without dribbling, and she's going to get called for traveling there. So the ball's going to the far side. Looks like Chloe's going to get a chance to throw that ball in. And this game is still a hotly contested game. Dantez has the ball. She passes back to Chloe. Chloe works on the right side. And she's going to be a blocking foul there on 22. Emily is just a little too close, took away the lane. She couldn't move forward, and she runs into her just a tad bit. So we have that turnover. Dantez has the ball. Into Chloe. Pushes out to Mariana. Mariana tries to grab that ball, but steps out of bounds in the attempt. So it's going to be another turnover there. We're 2:57 left to go here in this third quarter. Tri-Valley Warriors are still ahead, but only by 2 points. Long pass up to Alex. Alex dribbles up to the right side for Tri-Valley Warriors. She finds it trailing Elizabeth. Elizabeth's all tied up by Chloe. Gets the ball around Chloe. Nice long shot attempt there by number 21. Oh, Christina Van Osten is on the floor. Excuse me, Christina Van Osten. Forgot the second R in there. So, all right. Missed that shot, but here comes Dantez to bring it up to the Lady Eagles. She calls out a play. Throws it way downtown to Laney. Laney has the ball. Pitches out to Jillian. Into Dantez at the top of the key. She puts it up for a long two. Picks up for a rebound. Bounce again. Chloe has the third rebound. Puts it up. Bounces again. Ball comes up. There's little scrum court. Controlled still by the Lady Eagles. Laney has the ball. She puts up a long shot. It rolls off. It comes down finally controlled by one of the Tri-Valley Warriors. She has the ball, but Dantez is there. Swats that ball away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by a blue. And unfortunately, number 21, Christina Van Osten, was had her hand out there, and she had that ball slamming by her fingers. And she kind of grabbed them in pain. She was reaching for that pass, and Dantez just swatted it, and it went sideways. Here comes Chloe for the Lady Eagles. She's bringing it up. She throws it down to Mariana down at the right elbow down there. She's looking for some help. Laney gets the ball, pops off her hands. Ashley picks up the ball as she's running down. Chloe's right there with her, and Dantez gets the poke away. It goes out of bounds. It's going to still be blue out, but 18-20. 1 minute and 57 seconds. Madison's coming back on the floor, and Laney's going to sit down for a second. And here we have the Tri-Valley Warriors ahead by two. Ball bounces in. Looks like we're going to have a quick jump ball. That ball came into Alex. Let me see if that's going to be a jump foul or a foul. I have three referees on the floor, and I have two different calls, and finally get sorted out. Oh, I got it. It's a two-shot foul. Alex was fouled by number 34. No, they don't have the right number. Oh, yeah, by Dantez, and that's her third foul. Alex puts the shot up off the back glass, falls to the ground. All right, she drives her hand up on the front part of her shorts there. She's got the ball. She dribbles a little bit. She bounces. She has the ball. Spins it a couple of times. Sets up. Puts up another ball. Off the back iron. Comes down. Mariana controls the rebound. She passes back to Chloe. Chloe's got the ball. She's in some trouble. Elizabeth is down there. Dantez gets the ball. Rips it out of the sky. She runs into two, and they're going to call her for traveling because she picked up her pivot foot. Picked it up. I'll get my English right there. Good thing our English teachers aren't traveling along, giving me a mark on my grade for my diction. All right, the Tri-Valley Warriors have the ball. They pass in, picked up by number 21, Christina Van Osten. And she gives it off to Elizabeth, who, in the course of things, gets moving forward and slides across the floor, has a great skid, but it's traveling nonetheless. No foul called there. We're still at 18-20 with 1 minute and 41 seconds left to go here in the third period. Dantez has the ball. She bounces back to Chloe. Chloe works in, bringing on the right side. Works against Ashley. Passes back to Dantez. Dantez finds Jillian. Jillian passes it to Mariana. Jillian works down. Gets in the hole. Falls on the floor. It's going to be tied up and controlled. They're waiting for it. Come on. Move that ball. Here we go. Now we have it tied up. And it's going to go to a white possession. There we go. A lot of action going on here today. We're just at a minute and 23 seconds to go, but Dantez caught the impound pass, but she was running too fast and started to get those feet moving too quickly, and she got a little travel coming on. So here come the Tri-Valley Warriors, guarded by Jillian and Chloe. That's just enough to disrupt the flow because it keeps those girls off balance. Alex grabs the impound pass, and then for Tri-Valley Warriors, and she's trying to throw it cross-court to Christina Van Ostrand, and it slides out of bounds. So here we go. Here come the Eagles back, 1 minute, 16 seconds. Goes down low to Madison. Yeah, I didn't quite see what the foul was there, but I think that's going to be a foul on one of the Lady Eagles. That foul is on Mariana, her third, and so turnover goes back to the Tri-Valley Warriors. They're going to lose the handle on her, almost get it, finally get the ball down to Elizabeth. And we have Elizabeth called for double dribble, but I can't blame her. She was trying to come through four defenders there. A lot of traffic. We're a minute and 6 seconds left to go. 18 to 20. The girls down by two for the Lady Eagles. Contessa calls the ball. She pitches over to Chloe. Chloe has the ball. She dribbles out of trouble. She comes back in between. Looks like we're going to get another jump ball between Chloe and Elizabeth for the Tri-Valley and Contessa. So it's going to come back to possession for the blue side. To the Tri-Valley Eagles. So here we go. Tri-Valley's waiting for the ball. 54 seconds left to go. They've got the ball. They pass in. Elizabeth has the ball. She's guarded by Jillian, shoulder to shoulder. Interrupts the ball. Just enough harassment there, and she has to throw it off. She gets it over to number 22. Emily pushes the ball. Double team coming. Dantezza comes in with a slap, and I think she's got too much. She's going to. Looks like Dantezza for the Lady Eagles has one more foul there. She went slapping the ball, got too much hand, and so we're going to have Emily for the Tri-Valley Warriors coming to the line. She's got the ball, settles down, dribbles it in. She puts up her first shot, hits off the back iron. It was only a one-on-one shot. One-on-one shot kind of caught everybody flat-footed. They thought it was a two-shotter, but anyway, the ball was recovered, controlled by the Lady Eagles on the jump ball. So here comes Dantezza. We're down to 30 seconds left to go. Dantezza's working hard up the right side. She passes into Madison. It goes up and picked up by Mariana. Touched by Jillian. Bounced away by Emily. Johnny Emily for Tri-Valley Warriors. She has it. Brings it back across court. She gets really... Boy, the defense by Chloe and Jillian is just all over. Those two are some quick players for the Lady Eagles, and they're causing a lot of mayhem over there for the other team. Just gets them out of sync, out of rhythm. They end up doing a lot of turnovers that way. Dantezza has the ball. We're down to 15 seconds left to go. Off to Chloe. Down to Madison. Madison has the ball. Puts it up off the glass. Doesn't quite make it in. Gets the rebound, comes down, and bounces away, and it's going to be controlled by the Tri-Valley Warriors. Here comes Ash. She's got the ball. She finds Elizabeth. Elizabeth throws cross court. She finds Alex. Or Madison. Madison finds Alex. Alex puts up the pass. I can see the play coming. I just get pollinated fast enough. But the Tri-Valley Warriors had a great 1-2-3 swing the ball around, but it doesn't fall in. It goes out of bounds. That's touched by the Eagles. We're at 2.3 seconds left to go. Ball comes in, knocked away by the Eagles. They keep them from scoring anymore, but that's the end of the third quarter with a score at 18-20. So we had a little five-point spread there at the end, and the Eagles have brought it back with a real close game there in the third quarter. So we're at 18-20 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. But we got a bonus coming up now on the fouls. Sandpoint Eagles have 17 fouls. The Tri-Valley Warriors only have three. So the Valley Warriors are going to have the bonus opportunities coming up here in this fourth quarter. Well, little shout-out there for KIAM 630 on the AM dial here in the Indiana Valley. And also KSDP 830 AM on the radio dial in Sandpoint and 88.1 FM K201BA, translating in King Cove. What a great day for basketball. If you're in the Nenana Valley or even if you're elsewhere around the state, you have time to come down. There's a lot of great basketball being played by these high school student athletes. We've got three AA teams and five single A teams. We have Fort Yukon, the Huslia Hustlers, Kindler Academy, the Sioux Valley, the Nenana Lynx, and the Tri-Valley Warriors. It's a great basketball being played on the floor. What a fun atmosphere. Come on down and play some great basketball. Well, got a little shout-out here to the two stations. We've got the getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Score is 18-20 in state of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Here comes the ball. Ashley's got the ball. Chloe is stepping up that defensive pressure. They're all over them. They're getting them a rattle. The ball comes into Sabrina. Sabrina puts the ball up. Doesn't go. Hits off the iron. Rebound controlled by Mariana. Dantezza has the ball. She's bringing the ball up. She dribbles hard around Elizabeth and back to Chloe. Chloe takes a couple of dribbles. Back to Dantezza on the elbow. Dantezza puts up a long haul. I think we're going to have a foul. And because of the bonus, 14's a shooter, and we had a foul on Mariana. That's her fourth. Just a real aggressive defensive play, trying to get those rebounds, and had too much head that knocked off her headband for 14. Madison Owen. Madison's got the ball. She's settled down. She gets her position. She relaxes, puts it up, hits the back iron, comes down. Rebound controlled by Sabrina. She puts it up, hits the iron. Ball's in. We're at 22-18. Here come the Eagles. Dantezza's calling out the call. Swings the ball over to the right side. To Chloe, gives it to Madison, who finds Mariana. The ball goes up, ends up back in the hands of Madison, who puts it up off the back glass, and it drops for two. We're now 20-22. Here come the Tri-Valley Warriors. The Tri-Valley Warriors. I didn't quite see what that whistle was for. Looks like we have a substitution coming in. Mariana's going to sit down, and Lady's going to come to the floor. And it's going to be the Tri-Valley Warriors ball. A lot of little action going on as we got a couple more men's teams coming onto the floor here. All right, here comes Emily. Emily passes the ball in. She finds Elizabeth. Elizabeth puts a long pass. Can't quite be controlled again by Emily on the return. Side out. Little turnover there. Come the Lady Eagles coming back up in the white. 7 minutes left to go here. We're only down by 2 points. Lady Eagles are. Dantezza finds Madison. Madison pitches back to Elizabeth, or to Chloe, excuse me. She's blocked by Elizabeth. Chloe travels. She took an extra step before she passed that ball. And here we go. Another turnover. We're at 20-22 with 6:54 left to go. The Tri-Valley Warriors are coming up with the ball. Ashley has it, dribbles onto the right side. She dribbles between two defenders. The ball rolls in and comes back out. I don't think they're going to count that. But we had foul on Laney, who had a reach in on her attempt going to the basket. It's a one-on-one shot, so it wasn't shot. This is the bonus foul coming in here. It wasn't fouled in the act of shooting. Ashley has the ball. She puts up a high arc, and it goes in. Nothing but net, but it's not going to be counted because she had a violation. The shooter stepped on the line. So that was disappointing to Ashley. She worked pretty hard to get that foul shot, but we're still at 20-22. Here comes the Lady Eagles. We've got 6 minutes and 50 seconds left to go. Dantezza comes by Elizabeth. She passes down to Chloe, who loses the handle on it. She gets it back. She passes off to Madison. Madison finds Laney following up. She takes an attempt at a long three-pointer. Dantezza has a reach in for the rebound, but doesn't quite get a handle on it, and it goes back out of bounds. Gets up now, side out for the Tri-Valley Warriors. Here comes the ball, thrown into number 13. Alex has the ball, passes over to Elizabeth. Elizabeth's all tied up. She finds Ashley on the right side. Ashley's blocked off. She finds number 22. Emily has the ball. She finally gets it back to Elizabeth, who puts it up, hits off the back iron. She gets her own rebound. It was a long way back out. She finds Alex, who's down at the post. Dantezza gets the ball, rips it out of the air, and comes back down. 6 minutes and 15 seconds left to go. Here comes the Lady Eagles. They're still only 2 points down. Madison has the ball. She's looking for some help. She bounces into Laney, who's at the top of the key. The ball goes out. Bounces out by three people. Dantezza has the ball. She finds Madison. Madison wide open. Puts the shot up. It rattles around. Comes down. Nice reach in by Jillian over the top. Bounces the ball. Slows it up. Still in control of the Tri-Valley Warriors. Here comes Elizabeth. Elizabeth has the ball. She passes off. She finds 22. Emily, who drops that in for a long 15-footer. It comes in for a long two-pointer, and we're at 20-24. 5:30 left to go into this fourth period. What an exciting game here. Dantezza is looking for some help. She pitches out to the right side. Chloe has the ball. She gets it out to Laney. Laney needs some help. She has Jillian. Jillian back to Chloe. Chloe back to Laney. Laney puts it up, rolls in and out. Madison gets the rebound. It goes up and drops down. We have 22-24. Jillian and Chloe working that defensive magic again. Quick pass by Elizabeth. Elizabeth finds Emily. Back to Elizabeth. She's looking for some help. Almost picked off Elizabeth. Emily puts the ball up. Rebounded by Laney. I think Alex got a chunk of Laney's hair going by and hung on, so I think she's going to get called for a whiff from the ball foul. But that's her first. It was not intentional, but those ponytails get to fly, and it's hard to not get your hand in the way. I'm telling you. All right, here comes Dantezza. She finds Laney. Laney picks up top of the key. She throws. Jillian gets the rebound. She's looking for some help. She finds Laney again. Laney moves around the right side of the top of the key. Laney takes a shot, puts the ball up, hits the read, back iron. Madison gets the ball. She's blocked from behind. Comes on. Chloe gets the ball. She puts the ball up. There's a real scrum going. Finally, here comes Elizabeth for the Tri-Valley Warriors. She drives down around Dantezza, but it doesn't go up. Controlled by Chloe for the Eagles. Here comes Dantezza. Dantezza long out to Madison. Madison gets the ball, puts the ball up, off the rim. Controlled again by the Tri-Valley. Sabrina gets the ball, almost loses it, goes overhead. She's got it blocked by Chloe. Chloe gives her some interference. The ball goes out of bounds because of Chloe's interference, and it's going to be white ball. Here comes Julia. Julia's going to come in and give Laney a rest. Boy, it's an exciting game. 2 points left, 22-24. We're at 4:23 left to go there. Boy, Apple Cesar is as excited as I am because this is just phenomenal watching these girls go up and down. Here comes Dantezza and Chloe. These guys, Dantezza is really coming. Go. Let's go, girls. Here's Chloe's got the ball. Back over to Dantezza at the right elbow. She tries to get the ball into Madison. But it's bounced out by one of the Tri-Valley Warriors. So still white ball, eagle ball. Chloe's got the ball. She's going, give me some help. Break out. Let me go. She gets it off to Julian, but not quite. Intercepted by Alex. And Madison has a reach-in trying to get that ball back. She's going to get called for a reach-in foul. And because of the bonus point, they get to come down here at number 13. Alexandra Lewis is going to the line to shoot a one-on-one or a two-shot. I don't remember. Oh, 10 fouls now, so it's a two-shot. We have 10 fouls for the Lady Eagles and 4 fouls for the Tri-Valley Warriors. Here comes Alexandra. Alex to her good friends, which we all are. She's got the ball. She's set. She puts the ball up. Off the back glass, and it drops for one. She gets another shot at this. All right, it's getting up almost to noon. We got 4 minutes left to go here. Alex has the ball. She's set. She puts the ball up off the back iron. It falls out. It's rebounded and controlled by Madison. She puts the ball ahead, but not far enough. And we're getting over and back against the Tri-Valley Warriors. Pass is going, how did that happen? I didn't see any step, but evidently she did. The ref caught it. So we're going to have a side in by the Eagles in their front court here. We're 4 minutes left to go. Chloe's got the ball. Back to Dantezza. Over to Julia. Julia dribbles. Bounces over to Julia. It's going to be pushed out of bounds by Alex. And Jillian had that ball ripped out of her hand, and it kind of snapped that wrist a little bit. Dantezza's got the ball. She's looking for some help. Bounces down to Julia. Julia takes it off the left wing here. Passes back to Dantezza. It's interrupted by 22, Emily. Emily's got the ball. She drives out. Dantezza puts up a great little block. Gets some disruption. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Tri-Valley bench. Elizabeth couldn't quite hang on to that. It's out of bounds over there. So here come the Lady Eagles. Oh, what a fun game to watch. We're at 3:42, and it's only a three-point spread. Here comes Dantezza. She drives down. She pitches out to Chloe, who stepped too far. And it looks like Emily's going to pick up a foul. She was the one who got hurt falling down, but she had a blocking foul against Chloe, and she stepped in. And looks like we're going to have another substitution. And Mariana's coming back in, and Julia's going to sit back down. All right, here we go. We'll come back. Dantezza for the Eagles has the ball. Gives it to Chloe. Chloe gives it right back. Dantezza works to the left. Bounces over. High pass to Chloe. Chloe almost loses the handle on it. Gets it back. Throws to Dantezza, breaking at the top of the key. She tries to go for the ball. Loses it on the upper arm. Sabrina has the ball. She dribbles out of traffic. She's got two defenders. Get back. She puts a long pass up to Ashley. Ashley's got the ball. She works it. Throws a great pass cross court to Emily. And Emily takes a long 2-point shot. We're now 22-27 with 3:10 left to go. Chloe's got the ball. Bringing it up. She's going, hey, come on, let's go. Let's get this ball going. Let's play ball. She dribbles down through traffic, puts an attempt up, and it falls down. What a great shot by Chloe. Called her own number, had open lane. She's got hot feet on the defense. He's from one side to the other. Chloe is all over the court. Don Pezza interrupts the ball and bounces into Chloe's hand. Great rip and steal, and Chloe's playing with great determination up there right now. What fun to watch. She brings the ball down. She sets up from the elbow, puts up the shot. Oh, she shakes her head. I wish I had more breakfast. That one was short, but she's doing a great job out there. What a fun game to watch. Looks like we got a timeout on the Tri-Valley side. Folks, what an exciting game. At 2 minutes and 37 seconds left to go in this contest, and it's a three-point ball game. It's an exciting brand of basketball out here these girls are playing. What fun. I can just tell you that looking from the expressions on the face, the girls are having fun. They're smiling when they make a shot. They're smiling when they make mistakes, but they're just having fun doing it. So I hope you're out there listening to KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. 88.1 FM, K201DA in King Cove, and also simulcast here at KIAM in Nenana, 6:30 a.m. on your dial. Hope you're enjoying the game today, and if you have got time and sneak away from the office or get out of the woodshed, come on down. It's a great time here in the hardwood. Boy, and I don't know who brought in the hot dog or the hamburger with the fresh onions on there, but they're making my eyes water. It smells so good. But it's a delightful time here. What a festive event here at the Nenana School. And we're at 2 minutes and 37 seconds left to go. And it's anybody's game at this stage. What an excitement. There goes the buzzer. The referees, I can tell you, have been working hard on this go-around. There have been a lot of action up and down. That ball is moving up and down the court quickly. So the Tri-Valley Warriors have the ball. Passed in. Emily has the ball. She finds it. Bumped out by Don Tezza. The ball goes out of bounds. It's still going to be blue ball. Oh, it was called a jump ball, and the possession goes back to the Eagles. All right, Jillian's got the ball. She's looking for help. She tries to get it into Mariana, but she loses the handle on it. Interrupted by Chloe. Elizabeth has the ball. She loses the handle on it. Chloe's there again and knocks that ball away. Chloe is just up and down. I tell you, there's not a player on the Eagles side that's not working out there. But we're just seeing some great hustle by Chloe and Jillian and Don Tezza. There's Chloe sticking her hand in the way again, and she's got that ball. She gets Sabrina all tied up. Jillian comes over double team. Here comes the ball. They kick it back out to Ashley. Ashley bumps the ball over to Elizabeth. We're going to have an over and back because it jumps into the backcourt. It's going to come back over the Eagles with 2 minutes and 12 seconds left to go. It's a lot of hustle out there. These two teams are pretty evenly matched, as you can tell by the score, 24-27. So this is a good contest for both teams. Here comes Don Tezza. She finds the ball. It was a nice attempted pass from Don Tezza to Mariana, but Alex got her hand on it, and she throws it off bounds, and Alex has the ball for Tri-Valley Warriors. She's guarded by Chloe. Back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth to Sabrina. Sabrina finds Alex under the basket. She throws up a long loop, throws up and down, never touches the glass, and drops in. There's 5-point spread, 1:52 left to go. The Tri-Valley Warriors are running hard. Don Tezza has the ball. She drives down hard to the key, gets the ball up. Too hard off the rim. Here comes Elizabeth. She's on the breakaway. Chloe's right behind her. She's going to have a reach-over foul. Blocks that shot off. It doesn't drop down, but Elizabeth's going to go to the line for a two-shot. And Chloe's going to pick up her third foul. Here we go. We're at 1:40 left to go. Here comes Elizabeth Sachs. She's got the ball. She dribbles, takes a second, relaxes, puts the ball up, hits the front of the iron, rolls up to the glass, and bounces in. All right, we're at 24-30. It's 1:40 left to go, and the Tri-Valley Warriors are working up again. I tell you what, that ball goes up and nothing but net. We're at 24-31. And, you know, just in case you're listening down there in the Tri-Valley, down in the Healy area, these two teams are going to play on your court on Monday night. Time to be determined, but both boys and girls will be playing the Tri-Valley Warriors. The Eagles put up a shot, and we're at 26-31. Here comes the Tri-Valley Warriors back. They throw the ball. Alex has the ball. She's double-teamed by Chloe and Don Tezza. It's going to a double team. Don Tezza reached in. It's going to a double team, and it's going to be blue ball by possession. Wow. These girls aren't afraid to get after that ball, and they're having fun doing it. Nice throw in. Jillian taps the ball away. She gets it off handle against, but she can't get her feet stopped quite in time. Got to have better glue on those shoes. And she was almost run over by Elizabeth, who was putting great hustle on there, but nice poke away by Jillian and grabbed it. But it's going to be side out for the Tri-Valley Warriors. There you are. Emily has the ball. She throws it in. She finds Elizabeth. Elizabeth's going to try to dribble it out. She passes up. She finds Sabrina. We're going to have a travel by number 11, Sabrina, because Madison had a great position and was blocking her lane of travel, and she couldn't go forward. Great defensive positions here by the girls from Sandpoint. All right, Dantezza has the ball. We're right at a minute left to go. Dantezza has the ball. She dribbles down to the right side. She passes off to trailing Chloe. Chloe works down and onto the post. She finds Mariana. Mariana puts up a ball, but it's an errant ball when it starts up. Sabrina gets a rebound. Outlet pass all the way down to Ashley. Ashley drives around. We're going to get a charging call because Dantezza had gotten down to that low right post and set her feet and crossed her chest, and Ashley couldn't stop, and she bumps into a little charging foul there. So we're going to have 26-31. We're down to 51 seconds left to go. Dantezza calls the ball. She's looking for some help. She tries to bounce it in, but Elizabeth helps it away. Here comes Chloe. Chloe's going to run into her, and she's going to give her a good body block. And I think that's going to be Chloe's third or fourth. We're 42 seconds left to go, and that's going to put Elizabeth Sachs back to the line for a two-point effort here. Wow, what a great game this has been. Yep, that's the fourth foul on Chloe, and Elizabeth's going to have two more shots. She gets her wide stance. She gets down low. She bounces the ball, trying to get relaxed here. She puts the ball up. Hits the front of the iron, not quite enough bounce on that. I can tell you that she didn't have that power in her legs. She just kind of lost her stretch there. But here she comes, another shot at it. Here we go. Elizabeth has the ball. She bounces. She benched out. Time we got the ball bounced. It bounced up, comes down. It's controlled on the rebound by Sabrina. Sabrina works the background, brings the team back in. Ashley's got the ball. Finds out, kicks back out to Elizabeth. Finds Ashley, swinging it into the inside. Elizabeth takes a, Ashley takes a long effort. Doesn't quite go in. Attempted to be controlled by Alex, but goes out of bounds. Here come the Eagles. We got 30 seconds left to go and 5 points to make it up. Dantezza's calling out the point. She passes off the right side to Chloe. Chloe dribbles down low, and the ball is going to roll off Chloe's foot and go out of bounds. Here come the Tri-Valley Warriors with 22 seconds left to go. Long throw in. Alex picks it up. She's being guarded by Chloe. Now Sabrina's got the ball. She's got to figure out what to do. She gets it across court. Back up to Elizabeth. Elizabeth drives around Dantezza, runs into Madison. No basket count. Looks like we're going to have Madison called for a foul. And that's her fourth. We got 12 seconds left to go. And that puts Elizabeth Sachs, the captain of the Tri-Valley Warrior ladies, down. She's back at the free throw line. She sets, she bounces, she dribbles, she puts the ball up. It hits off the front iron, bounced hard up on the back of the glass, and comes back down. One more shot there for Elizabeth. Elizabeth has the ball. She sets. She gets her legs bent. She puts the ball up. Little bounce off the back of the iron, off the front of the iron. Jillian grabs the rebound. She gets an outlet pass to Dantezza. Dantezza almost takes out hard-moving Sabrina, but wasn't intentional. She runs down and puts up an attempt at 2 seconds left to go. Doesn't quite go in. Hits the side of the net. Falls harmlessly to the side. It goes out of bounds. It's coming back to the Lady Warriors. They throw the ball in. Mariana has the ball. She grabs it inbounds fast and kicks by turn and gets the shot. And that, folks, is the end of this game. 26-31 in favor of the Tri-Valley Warriors. What a great game. 26 for the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and 31 for the Tri-Valley Warriors. Dave, if you're there, I'll send it back to you. I know it's about noon, and I think we'll be starting the boys' game there with the Sandpoint Eagles against the Nikolaevsk Boys Warriors. So we're going to have another Warriors.